Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined once again by Katie. Wait, hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hope you've had a better night than Peter. How you feeling?
I feel so bad for Peter. He's just week after week. He's just getting punched down, getting knocked out.
Kind of hard to feel bad for him, though, when most of the trouble is of his own doing.
That's true. But I feel bad that he doesn't realize that.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's a good point, because it's one thing when there's some sort of awareness. But until he actually gets smacked in the face each time, I mean, I think all of us watching him, you know, last night, it was more of the same. You know, we've only, through 4 weeks, really only seen five of these girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much the same group again last night. As he talks about bringing Alea back into the mix, anyone watching, and probably the producers in the back, like, yes, yes, knows that this is going to end very poorly and going to be received very terrible.
Yes.
And yet, there he is saying, I got to follow my heart and bring you back in.
I mean, it's foreshadowing when your big trip is Cleveland, Ohio.
And that's a good place to start. Chris Harrison, I can only imagine in the production meeting when they said, how are we going to sell this? You know, he walks in and he says, we're going to start our trip around the world in Cleveland.
No sound at all. Just no reaction.
Crickets.
Just, okay. Okay, yeah, let's go get packed and let's... Then the excitement kicked in, kind of. I guess I think it was just more of because they were leaving the house and they got to go somewhere new. But yeah, not a very exciting first trip.
You know, we've made fun of them the last couple of years because, like, we're going to Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach is looking like Paris compared to Cleveland. And I don't want to tool on Cleveland too much. I mean, they deal with enough of it. But how you start any big trip around the world in Cleveland?
Maybe they thought they had enough drama and enough material for an episode to not waste it on somewhere expensive. I don't know.
And they got the girls to sell it a little bit, you know, once they were there.
They did. It worked out a little bit.
Walking around downtown. It's so nice. I never would have thought Cleveland had X, Y, and Z. And you're like, well,
yeah,
you're still in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And the drama followed them to Cleveland. And maybe, like you said,
sure did.
Maybe that's why they weren't worried about being anywhere fancy until wherever the hell they go next, because right off the bat, Victoria F., sort of right in the middle of drama, again, of her own making, gets a one-on-one date, and on the way, they tell her about how it's take our love to new heights, and I'm excited, but I don't
I hate heights.
I hate heights, and oh my god, are we gonna go skydiving? I hope we don't go skydiving, except that she's been skydiving before.
Yeah. Instagram does not lie.
Back in 2014, she posted a picture of her skydiving with a big smile on her face.
She didn't look too afraid there.
And, you know, after the show, she went on her Instagram stories and said how she's been getting a million messages about how I've gone skydiving before. Would I ever want to do it again? No. Am I allowed to feel that way? Yes. So she's clearly feeling the public backlash of, like,
yes,
this same girl who isn't used to the attention, not doesn't feel comfortable with it, because again, different category, isn't used to it.
Quote unquote.
Yet wanting to throw down her robe in lingerie and make out in front of a room full of people.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because you should play along with the dates.
Right.
But don't same time on the other side of your mouth claim, I don't like the attention. Or I'm not used to the attention. Excuse me. I don't want to jump back into that. I'm not used to the attention.
Yeah. Just take a look on Instagram.
they go up in his plane again, because I think every day on this show there's going to be something with him in a plane.
I mean, why not? He can fly, so.
A little propeller thing, which would scare the heck out of me. So I would get that. And then they somehow end up at a amusement park. I can't imagine they landed there.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how
not.
Any of that worked.
But Cedar Point, it's probably, I mean, it's popular. It's Ohio, so.
I mean, what else? You know, exactly. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Cedar Point.
I'm surprised they didn't do something at Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they took the picture in front where it's like Cleveland Rocks, and then
that was
nothing.
It. Technically, we have it to be continued. So maybe.
There's still time for some Cleveland fun. Yes!
But yeah, I was surprised that they didn't do something there. But.
And then, of course, they go to the amusement park, and right away he wants to go on this slingshot. I don't mind roller coasters. I can do forward, backwards, spin up and down. I can't do that.
No, I can't do any of it.
I know you have some vertigo issues, so that's a whole different...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't do the teacups.
Yeah.
I can... Send me on a big drop with backward loops. I can do all that.
Yeah,
but
no,
anything that spins me around... Mm-mm.
No, I can't do any of it. So.
And so they go on the slingshot, and it's again, oh my God, oh my God, and then, let's do it again!
Another classic Victoria situation.
Oh, Victoria. And then we get to the main drama of her date. Probably got to be top 10.
I think so.
Bachelor
awkward.
Moment.
Yep.
Or at the very least, awkward Bachelor moment.
Yeah, I couldn't watch, but at the same time, I like couldn't stop watching. Because we knew from the previews that this was going to happen, but we didn't know how it was going to play out. Knowing it a little bit, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to see how it plays out. But at the same time, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's going to see it's Chase. There's a lot of different emotions. But yeah, she definitely did not know. Let's just put it that way.
Major car wreck appeal here.
Yeah.
Because it's like, don't look. Oh, I got to look. I have to see. What is
exactly.
this?
Exactly. And it came out that Chase did not know this was happening either. And he felt set up. He thought he was coming on to promote his music and album and everything, and then felt blindsided.
I have a little bit of an issue with that. Partly because he knew she was going on the show. And because he didn't want her to go on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're asked to do a performance on The Bachelor when you know your ex-girlfriend is on The Bachelor, you really don't think it's going to be for her date? I don't know. I want to give the dude the benefit of the doubt,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, Peter's gushing about how this is the best day ever, and then you have no idea what's coming next. Oh, that's right.
Every time he said something, like, even after the concert when he still didn't know, like, maybe Chase can play at our wedding and all these little, and I was like just cringing, like, please stop. Like, please stop ahead of yourself because you don't know what's coming.
Stop talking. Stop. Peter. Anytime you repeat things more than once, it's just,
yeah.
And you know that where the producer's like, oh yeah, keep talking more about that. How about Chase? Maybe Chase will be the godparent to your first child, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every single comment he made, I was like, oh, don't stop.
And the thing is, so him and Chase have this sort of bro moment at the end where he's still gushing. That was so great. Thank you so much, dude. Yeah, whatever. Let's hang out.
They exchange numbers.
And mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you think Chase should have said, hey, by the way, good looking out with my ex-girlfriend? Or is that not his place?
I don't think in the setting that... I don't think he needed to say. Because, I don't know, they kind of made it out to sound like it was an important relationship, like it was a serious relationship. But then he said something that they just hung out sometimes. So, like, was it a serious relationship, or were you just hanging out, quote unquote?
I mean, is he just trying to downplay it so he doesn't look like the bad guy?
Yeah, because she made it sound like they were going to get married.
His lifestyle just didn't match up with what I was looking for.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I would expect that from him in that setting, because it was kind of just like, oh, great job. Thanks for doing this. Like, we should hang out sometimes. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a situation to bring up that. Now, oh, I actually used to date her and this was really awkward and that's why she's not standing over here. And then she takes Chase around the corner and it's just like this.
Which I'm surprised Peter, maybe I shouldn't say this, I'm surprised. It was interesting that Peter didn't pick up on any of that. And at this point, I'm not surprised because every week there's this total lack of awareness.
I thought so too. I think it was more like he might have been doing like one of those in the moment interview things and not notice that she took Chase around the back.
But even when he went just by himself to talk to the artist, well, why wouldn't, and I'm sure a producer said, oh, she needs to go record her in the moment.
Yeah.
Fine. But I don't know. To me, for Peter just to still be like, yeah, nothing's wrong. Yeah. This is all great. This is the best day ever. He's going to write our wedding song. Like,
I felt so bad.
Just to me, and obviously we know the ending. So that's,
yes.
we're on the other side of that, but it's just watching, I'm thinking, like, how does he not sense that there's something weird going on here? Not only did Victoria not come over with you.
Well, because he was so, she likes country music. He was so excited to bring her. And then I don't know if he read it as, like, she was so shocked that this was happening and shocked and excited that you got this private concert, or, like, or that there was something wrong. Because you could clearly see in her face that, I mean, she was, they were having so much fun, like, on the crazy rides and everything, walking through the park. And then all of a sudden she just, like, had a blank stare throughout the whole, like, maybe he read it as, oh, she's so surprised, like, this is awesome. But you could clearly tell something was wrong.
And it's a crowd of people, and right. Again, for someone who's not used to having attention,
exactly,
maybe he's just sensing that or not sensing anything at all. But it's just, there's the immediate, who is that, oh my god, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's sort of making out with her, but she's sort of like turning around so that we can just dance. And
yeah.
How he wouldn't pick up on any of that.
And it was, dancing, and it was like an awkward dance. Like, she was trying to have fun, but she's like, oh my god, this is mortifying.
And it sort of looked to me, because obviously Chase is going to recognize her immediately.
Mm-hmm.
If, again, he didn't already know. He almost seemed like he was enjoying it. Like, he was having fun with it. To me.
I think he was just like, this would be happening. Like, I can't. I think he was. I really do think he didn't know at least the full extent of what this date was going to be. But I think he was just kind of laughing, like, oh my god. Like, I have to keep singing and try to sell my music right now, and she's dancing right there.
That's fair. Sort of like the I'm going to be the bachelor guy for the rest of my career now.
Yeah.
Anytime someone sees me, like, oh, you're the guy that had to watch your ex-girlfriend make out with the bachelor while you sang songs.
Yes.
Maybe about her.
Yeah.
That's fair.
The promotion backfired, I think.
And so she, for some reason, then waits until dinner to tell him.
Which is too long. Like, I would have said something. I understand why she didn't do it while they were dancing. That would have,
sure.
They would have, like, had this weird moment and then, like, run away from the concert. But I would think after leaving that concert area and you're walking to wherever you're going, into your car, whatever, the plane. Oh, by the way, like, you know, we used to date. That was really awkward. I don't know what to feel about this. I don't know how you're going to feel. But waiting all the way till dinner, where he got more involved with saying that the Chase is going to be part of their lives.
Greatest day ever. He's going to be our song. She had a couple moments when she could have told him logically.
Yes.
One is literally walking in when she saw, oh my god, this is Chase Rice. Stop. Can I talk to you? But if you want to say, listen, this whole thing's set up, you don't want to ruin it, and that was sort of her argument even afterwards, was you had this great day, I didn't want to ruin it for you, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You go through the awkwardness.
Understandable.
After you each have your one-on-one time with Chase, I think at that point, that's the next natural moment where you say, listen.
Yeah.
If I seemed a little out of it.
Here's why.
This was a thing. And maybe she was worried, not that Peter's exactly the most confrontational guy, maybe she was worried about him going back to Chase, me like, why didn't you tell me? Or
he'd pull a Peter thing this season and bring, like, Chase to dinner with both of them and have them work it out.
Now, Chase, I have to follow my heart here. Would you like to join the house?
I feel like that might have happened.
Oh, my God. And I think he had the most Peter reaction ever. It was like,
yes.
You know, I used to date Chase. And he's like, Chase? Like the singer?
No.
No, we're talking about Chase from, you know, JoJo's season.
Yeah.
Like, that Chase. I mean, dude.
That was the best line of the whole night. Like the singer.
And as she tends to do, she runs off to the corner and starts crying in the corner because that's just her spot now.
Yeah.
Other than...
And he was so confused. He was just like, so we danced and made out to your ex singing to us. And she was like, oh my god, yes.
As it's just, the light bulbs are going off in his head, and finally the wheels are starting to move. And
yep.
That's, you know, she turns on the waterworks, and apparently her thing is just going to be to hide in the corner and...
But the she kept saying sorry, which, like, I don't think she's at fault for anything here, besides not telling her him sooner, I guess. But,
right.
Like, I don't think... It's not her fault that she got set up on this date. It's not her fault that she had a boyfriend before the show. I don't think she's at fault for anything besides not telling him sooner.
But I mean, that's what she's apologizing for, I assumed. I hope not the date because, like you said, I mean, that's just brilliant producing. That doesn't have anything to
do. It was brilliant.
Oh, my God. Like, again, not only was it top 10, like, awkward or whatever, but just amazing job. I mean, this is why they're the best at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, one of these girls has a done. Let's book that. And maybe that's why they had to go to Cleveland. Like, I know usually the artist will go anywhere, but he has a show on this date. We are going to friggin' Cleveland. Yeah. Let's make it exciting. We're going to sell this because this is a moment that
maybe
is
gonna, that's it. Maybe you're right.
Like, this is going to buy us almost an entire episode.
Yeah.
We're going to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland rocks. Maybe? Or at least it does with Chase Rice. And somehow through all this, as most things with Peter, it ends up with, you know, him praising her and giving her a rose. And I've given up sort of trying to figure out what he does with these girls because he turns it into like, oh my God, this is so amazing.
Yeah.
Here's a rose.
Then they walked out to cello music, which went a lot better than the Chase Rice.
It did, but it just didn't. It also didn't fit.
Well, those never fit.
But especially like Cleveland rocks, and you have this like high flying date, and then roller coasters, and then a concert, and then just.
Well, I think after that bombshell, he just needed something a little low key.
We're gonna decompress. We're gonna have some cellos here.
Exactly.
Oh my God! And things. You continued on, unless you had anything else on our friend
not.
Victoria F. No. Victoria P. is a whole other...
That's a whole other issue.
We're going to get to Victoria P. here in a minute. Because the group date, where they went to the dog pound, and it was a huge group date. And at first, you're just thinking it's going to be terrible because way too many people on a date. But they needed that because we're playing football.
Yeah.
Even though,
which you should know right off the bat that that's not the greatest idea.
This is probably the first time they've had a full contact date that didn't end with someone seriously injured.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's broken bones or being slammed to the ground or, you know, name your injury.
Yeah.
You know, there were a collarbones, great. You know, there were a couple afterwards that, you know, like, my ankle's still swollen. I have bruises.
Bruises.
Okay, so you should have gotten more one-on-one time because you got a bruise. Good job.
Obviously. Don't you know how this works?
And so they're supposed to have the two teams fighting, and the winner gets to go to the dinner, and the loser's got to go home. But Victoria P., oh, my back sort of hurts, so I'm just going to...
Which the last group date was... I mean, she kind of went through with it in the end, but when they did the motion.
She did it a little bit.
She did, but she still got her attention after.
And so he, of course, once again rewards bad behavior and, giving you a massage and got these girls in full pads and like.
They're running, they're like tackling each other and they're just like sitting on a bench by themselves.
Like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
And, you know, as someone that played football very poorly for a few years. These were some legitimate hits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is not powder puff, like sort of push people down and
flag football.
Oh, man. Like forearm shivers to the ground. I mean, this was like legit hits.
Yeah.
I was very impressed that
they brought it. They did great. She ended with the four touchdowns and.
Well, that was the go-to play because I don't know if anyone just didn't want to try to tackle her or she was just so much faster than anyone that they couldn't even get near her.
I think at some point they were just like, all right, whatever.
Like, can we just...
Just let her go. Can we just pick a winner?
I mean, let's go. And they couldn't even do that right because it ends in a tie.
Obviously.
And everybody gets to go to the cocktail party. But, and maybe it's just me, why is Victoria P. going to the cocktail party? She didn't play.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering what if one team did go, where would she go on the date or would she go home? So Maybe that was part of the reason why Anne didn't tie. I don't know.
I didn't like that she's, again, if you're legitimately injured, fine. But if you're going to sit out, then, like you said, no matter which team, mm-hmm. the team she's supposed to be on or otherwise, she should be part of the people going home.
Yeah.
And in the case of a tie, she should still be the one going home because she didn't do nothing.
But not only that, but she steals Peter first as soon as it starts.
You know, and she could have really sort of hidden behind the fire that all these other girls were laying down for her, whether it's, again, it's champagne or it's, the you know, Leia or whatever. Like, there's all this different stuff happening where she could just be like, thank you, and just mm-hmm. be quiet. But, like, hey, guys, I want to put this big target right on me. And you start to see the cracks a little bit of people who, all of a sudden, perfect Victoria P., mm-hmm. not everybody's on board.
Yeah.
And I think we see the most of that because Leia shows up.
Shocker.
And because who doesn't just randomly stop by Cleveland? And
exactly. I was passing through. I figured I'd just, you know,
on her trip around the world. Because doesn't everybody stop in Cleveland on the trip around the world?
Yeah.
So, of course, she wants to set the record straight with Peter. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure now who to believe. And I'm with him because initially it seemed so obvious.
Like, yes.
And I still don't like Leia, so I don't. There's no. Yeah. Trust me, spoiler alert, still think she's the worst.
Yeah.
But, and that's saying a lot with this group. But it seemed when she got sent home, like everyone was pretty clear, like, uh-uh. Yeah. Red flag city, fake. And then even Victoria P., who he specifically.
But then randomly, like, during this date, all that. That girl Savannah that
is
we
that
don't
who
even
was?
Know
thank you
was all of a sudden like Alea's friend and was going was like, oh, I don't like Victoria P., like there's a bad vibe and all this stuff, and I don't know if she said she was glad Alea was back but wasn't upset at the fact, but I was like, who are you? Who is this? And then I looked back and it was Savannah, but
I still didn't know who that was. I had a note and I just had an underline and a blank. And
it was a process of elimination of the group names.
Because there was one person that would always say the opposite of every other girl. So yeah. All the other girls would be, you know, Alea would say, I'm not here for this petty BS. And they'd say, yes, you are. And the one other voice would say, no, she's not. I'm like,
where did that voice come from?
And so while all this is going on, Peter's doing the back and forth thing, which is always the worst when Bachelor and Bachelorettes do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he goes to Alea, tells him all this stuff about how we were really good friends, me and Victoria P. We were planning trips to Las Vegas. And he's obviously dumbfounded, as he tends to be, and is just, but I thought she said she only, like, knew you for a couple of hours. And so then let's run over to Victoria P. And, you know, we were just talking before about seeing the sort of all of the gear shifting. Mm-hmm. Watching Victoria P. try to recreate her story on the fly.
Yeah. Wasn't a great look.
Yeah, we went to Las Vegas. No, it's just.
But I didn't make the effort to know you, but we could have been closer friends, but we're not. We didn't take the time to form a friendship.
I was telling you my truth at the time.
Yeah.
Hold on. So your truth is different before now? I don't.
Yeah. What is the truth?
And I do enjoy that he finally said, okay, we're all going to sit together, which, you know, Colton did this. Like, it's one of those things that finally, like, let's try to hash this out.
Yeah.
But much like when Colton did it, he got about a minute and a half in and was like, I
can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
But instead, he just stood there staring. Like, he did not know what facial reaction to make or anything. He just stood there and stared basically into space.
And I get Alea being upset because she's like, well, the final straw was Victoria saying that I needed to go home. Or not to go home, but that I, you know.
Yeah. Basically, that truthful.
She's, yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. And she's not wrong. But it also wasn't her going out of her way. You know, we talked about this last week. She didn't seek out Peter. And that was the one point that was accurate that she said was, you asked me.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Which is true.
I didn't volunteer this information.
Yeah.
Which so many of these girls do and guys last year. And it's just, we've talked about this plenty. It's the worst. Like, there's very rarely can anything good come out of being that person. And that's why I like basically. I think Madison's the only person who this whole time has just been sitting in the back, being like, yeah, go complain to him about everything.
Yeah. I thought it was weird when the three of them sat down and he's sitting there, like, rubbing Victoria's shoulder while they're trying to hash this out. And then Victoria is, like, wiping Alea's tears from her eyes. And I would have been like, don't touch me. Like,
well, and, that's
but
the thing.
She was just, like, letting it happen and... It was just a weird dynamic.
Yeah, got a weird sister-wise feel for sure. But would you ever wipe the tears or mascara or anything away from someone who you weren't friends with?
No.
I mean,
especially if you didn't like the person.
That's what I'm saying. That's a pretty...
Like, let her mascara run like Hannah's.
Maybe intimate's not the right word, but like that's something you're only going to do with someone you feel comfortable mm-hmm. with. And yep. I think on the flip side, that's only something you'd allow... If you were comfortable, like you said, she just let it happen.
She didn't even flinch. Like, she was just like, oh, she's wiping my makeup off. Like, it was a weird dynamic, and I think nothing really was solved during that sit down with
Peter,
the three of them.
Yeah, I mean, Peter finally started getting angry with Victoria, and I'm like, all right, he's gonna... And then she just turned on the waterworks, and he turned back into, oh, no, I'm so... It's fine. It's just... I believe you. I trust you.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't trust you.
And you should just know by now to just get rid of both of them.
Yes.
And then there's just no more of, well, not no more drama, but no more of that drama.
Yes,
like, it's done.
If he should have learned anything from the Luke P thing is mm-hmm. when everyone is focused on one thing, just cut it out. Just get, you know what? Guys, this all needs to go. And instead, he does the exact opposite and decides to... You know, drop a match on some gasoline and say, oh, Alea, do you want to come back into the house?
I mean, if you want me to.
But we have to leave this behind us.
Not only that, jumping ahead a little bit, but not only was that wrong, but the fact that she got the rose was wrong.
I was just going to say.
Whether you like her or not, like, she didn't do anything on the date. She wasn't even part of the date. She just came randomly... to Cleveland, and you're just going to give her the rose. You could have easily just said, you know what, she's sticking around, and then the next rose ceremony, pick her first or pick her last for dramatic. But, I mean, I thought it was wrong that she got the rose.
Yeah, if
she
you
didn't
could
have,
anything
to do with that situation.
If you could have had a focus group, and you stop it right at the group rose ceremony, and said, okay, guys, what's the one thing he could do here that would be the worst possible thing he could do? And I think everybody would say, oh, well, give Alea the rose, obviously. I mean, mm-hmm. talk about just blowing the whole thing up even more than he did.
Mm-hmm.
And just know he didn't even flinch. I mean, he was going in with that idea. Like, and yeah. I don't know if he just wanted to show the opposite of what he did when he got rid of her, at least in his mind, you know, because I gave in to everyone else. He wanted to show, this is my decision, and I believe in it so much that she's going to get a rose for a date she wasn't even on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was wrong. That was not the right decision.
Great job, buddy. And so he leaves and the other girls are, you can just tell already, like.
So mad.
I mean, turn it up to whatever number you want because they were all there already.
Yep.
And they're all just stewing and saying how. Not just upset with her, but specifically upset with Peter and how we're going to tell him about it, which we've seen this over the years on both sides of this franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the amount of people that actually voice their concerns is like 10%.
Yeah. Same number.
Or at least do it without saying, so I just wanted to talk to you because I was a little, not a lot, just a little. Yeah. And it's not totally... But to, you know, it's jumping ahead a little bit because he was trying to sort of, okay, let's, and right off the bat, you're like,
oh no, We are not dismissing this.
This is not,
they let them have it.
This is not have a drink and move on.
Yeah.
Like, mm-mm. And that's sort of where we're going to end. And it'll be soon because Kelsey had a one-on-one. Maybe the most nondescript one-on-one you could ever have.
Yeah.
And I guess they had to show it because
yeah.
She had a date, but...
Except when he kept saying that, oh, Kelsey's so, like, no drama and, like, so real. But, like, did they forget about Champagne Gate? Like, that was her. So, I don't know. But other than that, it was... She shared some, like, sad family history about her parents' divorce. But other than that, it was a pretty well date.
I mean, she did handle the Alea news better than everybody else. And I think she played her cards right there, mainly because what I was saying before is how Victoria could have just been hiding behind all the drama and said, thank you. I think Kelsey has the right frame of mind to say, oh,
yeah.
this is way better than any of the stuff I was involved in.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to take this coast for a few weeks and then
exactly
re-enter the fray. So but she's like, whatever you need to do, I want to make sure at the end of this, you did everything you needed to do. Mm-hmm. And like... That was smart.
Yes.
And we haven't said that about her the first few weeks because
we have not.
The only thing we saw from her was Champagne Gate and her, you know, with the splash of champagne all over her face. So A plus there. But then
she redeemed herself a bit.
A bit. And I mean, listen, her story is absolutely terrible. I mean, to find out about basically a Dear John letter
mm-hmm.
before your mother gets it, I mean,
yeah.
Let's talk about scarring.
Yeah.
And then he disappears for 12 years in Mexico, which there's way more to that story that we totally need from her.
Absolutely.
But then, you know, like, oh, let's go soapbox racing.
Yeah, it was a really random. It was all over the place. Like, there was pierogies and then polka dancing.
Oh, thank you. He had never had a pierogi before?
Yeah, that was weird.
Who's never had a pierogi?
Pilot Pete.
Like, this isn't when they're in some foreign country and you're like, oh, I've never had frog's nails before. Like,
yeah, pierogies in Cleveland.
Like, what?
Yeah.
So that was, thank you, I'd forgotten
that
about that.
That's a whole
so
other thing.
That's bigger than anything that happened on their date. Was who's never had a pierogi?
Yeah.
But whatever. So she got the rose, blah, blah, blah. We move on to the real drama, which is, you know, first Victoria goes to Alea. And because the first thing she did was, oh, so yeah, you know, Chase Rice dated Victoria.
Everyone's like, what?
I'm sorry. You said what now?
They're like, oh, you didn't know? No, we did not. Thank you, Alea.
And I, you know.
Which I was actually, I was surprised that Victoria hadn't told the girl. I mean, they probably would have showed it. But I was surprised that she didn't like come back from the date and be like, oh my God, it was the worst thing. It was like my ex-boyfriend came up and it was like, I was surprised there was nothing, to that extent, but she did not have to bring that up to the girls because it wasn't her information to tell.
Right. And so the thing is, I assumed, especially the way she talked to Pete about it, I assumed that her and Peter sort of talked about it and were like, let's maybe not
mm-hmm.
like share this with everyone.
Yeah.
Because she seemed, when she was telling to Peter, there did seem a little bit of, not anticipation is not the right word, but urgency, like, she told everyone about Chase. And so he's like, because you didn't tell anyone, right?
Yeah.
It's like almost as if they had talked about it.
Yeah.
And
true.
I don't, again, have no idea if that's the case, but because I'm with you, like, wouldn't you sort of assume that would just sort of come
like,
up?
Or wouldn't you want to talk it out with, I don't know, some girls there? Or, and that was pretty traumatic thing that happened on your first one-on-one date, but.
Instead of just playing it off, like, yeah, it was fine. You know, we went in the plane and on some roller coasters. And then that's it. All right, I'm home. Got a rose. Cool.
Yeah.
But so Victoria sort of engaged with Alea. and was like, let's have it out, glass of wine and all. Mm-hmm. And Alea does the full smile the whole time, and I just thought everybody would know.
I can't stand that face.
And why wouldn't everybody know? And for all the crap I've given Victoria today, they're like, we don't have our cell phones. How would everybody know?
That whole thing was just unfair because she was like, oh, I already know that you went on a date. Like you had the date earlier and then they had dates before. She knew exactly who was already on a date when people tried to fill her in. But they were like, yeah, but we don't know anything. Like we... Which must be insane. I can't even imagine like being sequestered that long without having information like that. But yeah, it wasn't her thing to tell, her story to tell.
I mean, and how sick for her to be basically seeking out Bachelor spoilers.
Like, oh, okay, that's what you're doing with your life.
It's called the internet, and it's all over the internet.
Yeah.
And then when she finally gets yelled at for it, she does the feigning like, oh my God, I can't believe you would say that to me. Oh, still smiling though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible.
I wish you all could see Ryan right now.
Basically just look at Alea with a smile.
Yeah.
And that's what it was because.
Yeah. Yeah. She's too much for me.
And then we get sort of the beginning of the reckoning. Where Peter just assumes, okay, you know, whatever, we're just going to move on. And, oh, no, sir.
Yeah.
Because it was Natasha and...
Natasha's always the voice that comes first. Just like, oh you're
Deandra.
Not getting away from...
Oh, yeah, and Deandra.
Yeah.
And they had no interest in letting him just skate along.
Yeah.
And then even when
Which is good for them.
Because, absolutely.
Like, the whole group date thing and not getting any time with them after that long of a date and day was wrong, and especially her getting the rose. But, yeah, I'm glad that they didn't. I mean, I like Peter, but I'm glad they didn't let him just say, oh, sorry, okay, let's move past this. Let's, like, have a cocktail party. Like, well, no one was having that.
Because that's what we're sort of what we were just saying is, what, 10% of the time when people get all, I'm going to give him or her a piece of my mind, and then they never do. So, like,
yeah.
I'm with you. Like, absolutely. Because not only...
Good for you girls.
Yeah. Not only are you standing up for yourself, but it's just one of the few, like, real reactions where, mm-hmm. you know, take out of this crazy situation. And if somebody is doing you wrong like that, like, no, you got to... You can't just let him skate. Like, it's time to...
Yeah.
Be loud
about
face,
it. Yeah.
Not one of these pull aside and be quiet about it. Like, mm-mm. No, we're this is happening.
Then we get into Victoria P's attitude, if you will.
Yeah. And so, you know, because he apologized, sort of. And because it was, you know, if anyone
If I wasn't influenced. It was an apology, but not at the same time. It was an apology to them, but it was... A dig at Victoria P. I think the way that he said it was like, you know, I made a mistake. I wanted her to be here. I was influenced by other people. And then she just like got so mad
and
carried that outside with them.
The thing with him trying to put it all on Victoria P. And yes, the final straw. But the best.
She wasn't the only one.
No, the best back and forth of that pool party. Was her saying, I mean, if it was like five people, and then it was person after person saying, oh, yeah,
exactly.
Alea when the camera's on versus camera off, one after the other after the other. So to now just point to Victoria, obviously, that's front of mind for him because of the Vegas thing and, like, well, they do know each other and they're friends or they're not friends.
Yeah.
But he still, for some reason, wanted to start with her. And another person who just was like, can I talk to you? Like, okay, but I don't want to. And then she sort of tried to be like, he's like, oh, so you don't? No, it's fine. It's
yeah.
And we've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's fine.
Yep.
So do you? No, it's fine. I don't want, no.
Too many times.
It's fine. So there's a problem. No, it's fine.
Yep.
It's fine. Is it though?
Do you want to sit? Nope. Fine. I'll sit.
Okay. I can't sit right now. Okay. No, then. I'm going to sit. That's fine. You're saying I'm going to sit. How about that? And
in your face. I chose to sit on my own.
Yeah, you're not going to tell me to sit. I'm telling me to sit. You did not win this.
Exactly. That's what it was like.
And, you know, then we, as they're having their little whatever, then Alea is back with the, I didn't come here for this petty BS with everyone but Savannah now. Thank you for letting me know who that was. Is like, yes, you did. Like, that's the only reason you came
literally
back.
Literally the only reason you came back. You do not care about Peter.
Like, literally is just for this drama. And then
and
I don't...
to clear your name. Quote, unquote.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say unsuccessful.
Yeah.
As bad as Victoria has looked, Alea did herself zero favors here.
Right.
And so Peter feels horrible, and I'm not doing this right, and...
Flip-flopping once again. If you're flip-flopping that many times, that's a red flag. Like, just, if you can't, like, oh, you have feelings with this girl, but they're so much attached, and you just keep going back and forth, then it's probably not going to work out in the long run. You should probably just cut it off now.
These relationships, whether it's just relationships in general... shouldn't be this difficult.
Nope.
So at some point, and we sort of felt like a broken record last year with Luke, like at some point you just got to cut your losses and say, you know what? If like week four is this much trouble, what's a year going to look like? So yeah, we're going to need to move on. And he has not learned that yet.
Yeah.
Even though he saw it firsthand. I like Peter too. Seems like a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
These girls obviously aren't doing him many favors because this is just, and maybe
he's just like, this is all so disappointing. I was like, it's another great line from this episode.
Like you're not wrong,
just called
Peter.
Your whole season disappointing.
And he's not wrong.
That's why he's going to end up with Hannah.
Because we're four episodes in here. We have people like Savannah showing up who I had the same reaction. I'm like, who is this?
Yep.
Did they just drop someone in? From the street? Like, did they wander in from the pierogi cart? I don't know what's happening. I don't recognize some of these girls. Some of them are still yet to have, like, a line on camera.
Yep.
It's just... So he's not getting any favors from his cast. But as much as I like Pete, this has been, like, through four episodes, he is just not exactly hitting it out of the park.
I just can't see red flags, I think, is part of... Because he said, I can't get to know Alea because there's just so many things in the way. Like, that's a red flag. Like, if you can't get to know someone that you want to get to know because there's too many negative things happening, like, that's a red flag.
How that isn't just the first thing you think of is, yeah, this isn't going to work out when...
Like, I don't know if he would understand it if someone came in and was like... Okay, remember Luke P? Like, she is the Luke P right now. And that's what you're being stupid not to see.
Yeah, like, other than not, you know, she hasn't demeaned you, you know, your sexuality. Yeah. Other than that, it's pretty much the same.
Yep.
And to let this go on for another at least episode, and I say episode, not week, because... it appears we're going to have two episodes next week.
Yes.
A Monday and Wednesday for some weird reason.
Yeah. So they say. They said it is, but then like some programming says not. So
yeah.
We don't really know.
We'll
find out.
Check your local listings. But yes. Mondays is 3 hours. Another 3 hour marathon. I'm guessing because we didn't even sniff a rose ceremony here.
Yeah. We got a nice to be continued.
I mean,
at the end of this.
Do you think we have even a shot at two rose ceremonies in 3 hours?
I would hope so. I mean, but I don't know. This rose ceremony coming up should be a big one, I would think. So, I don't know. We deserve two rose ceremonies in the next 3 hour episode.
Any chance that Alea loses the rose?
I don't think so. I think she's here for at least one more round of dates, episode, week, whatever it's.
So do you think she survived? Let's say there's 5 hours next week. Does she survive? Oh, I know. It hurts my brain just to say that. Assuming there are 5 hours next week, does she survive the 5 hours?
I think she survives the first three hours. I don't know about the full five, but I don't think it gets taken away when we come back from the to be continued, because that would actually make him look not, I mean, she's not great, so I guess it wouldn't really matter, but like, you invited her back, you gave her a rose that wasn't supposed to be for her, and then now you're going to say, oh, don't unpack your bags, just, can you just give me that back? I actually don't want you anymore.
So flip-flopping of the flip-flop?
Yes, exactly.
Fair. And another question for both the 5 and 3 hours. Do both Victorias make it through?
I think Victoria F makes it through.
I'm doubting P now.
Just because, I don't know, because by the end of this episode, he was like, he kind of got back to being okay with Victoria P. Like, he was all team Victoria P, and then was like, oh no, Alea's right, you've been lying to me. And then she's like, you've been, like, you're saying you don't trust me. And then she made this whole, you know, the whole dramatic sit down with him. But then it was like, ask Victoria F. She went around like saying all the chase information, and then he was kind of like, oh, all right.
That's not my story to tell.
Yeah. So, I don't know. He's flip-flopping on her, too. So, I think Victoria F. will make it further. Victoria P.'s on the fence, but I'm going to say she's around for a little bit longer.
Because he's obviously
Alea, I think, makes it maybe one more rose ceremony. One or two, and then there's no way she's making it further than that.
The reason why I'm at least thinking that maybe Alea gets sent home or, you know, quits before she can be fired is what I used last night, is the fact that, you know, Flip-Flop City is like Population Peter.
Yeah.
And I could totally see him going to talk to Victoria F. and getting the rundown about how she immediately, like the first thing she did was gossip about stuff she saw on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And him then going back on his original flip-flop and saying, or her just sensing it and deciding to leave.
Yeah, he's just all over the place with the two of them. Like, you just have to either set it straight or send them both home. And just, I'd understand it if those were the two that he, like, felt the, like, most strongly about, but I mean, then you think back to, like, Madison and, you know, maybe just Madison. At this point, we haven't really seen much of. But, you know, other ones that he's spent time with that he's actually genuinely into. Hannah.
And Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly. We haven't seen Kelly.
Remember her?
Except for episode one. But, like, yeah. I don't know. Got to start comparing your feelings, I guess.
Well, the other thing from this episode, which I don't know if you watched the blooper reel at the end.
I did.
And they're shooting baskets at the amusement park, Victoria F. and Peter. And I'm, you know, there was sort of a mixed reaction to them leaving this in. You know, Peter's taking shots and Victoria says, Kobe, which, obviously, with everything that just happened, some people thought, oh, they should have cut that out. Personally, I thought it was appropriate to leave it in because, you know, as someone who certainly grew up more Kobe than Jordan and more Kobe than LeBron, that's just what you always said. You know, like, I'll shoot things into the basket here. And you're like, Kobe.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought that was like a nice, lighthearted tribute to him to see, like, this is where the fact that two people on The Bachelor, like, that would be something that someone would say, and it was just sort of like saying any other word. Like, it just it fit.
So yeah. I was okay with it.
There were a couple, you know, obviously the internet's where people get angry about stuff.
Obviously.
But there were a few that thought it was insensitive. I thought it was a nice little, not exactly, they didn't clearly plan the tribute, but like to leave it in and say like, yeah, he's just part, was, oh, that's how big he was, is he was part of just everyday joking around.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree. That was okay.
And some non-Peter stuff. Jade and Tanner lost their $1 million.
They sure did.
I
stripped of it.
Stripped of it. And the fact that they went not kicking and screaming, there was either a smoking gun, which it was like so clearly in something where it was like, yeah, I didn't do this. Mm-hmm. He filled out all the lineups. Or they just said, we'll give you some money on the side.
Yeah.
Make this go away. Everybody's happy. Our, you know, our name seems to stay clean because we're running an up and up game.
Yeah.
And you get to walk away with a little bit of cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it went down.
Because if you have $1 million on the line, aren't you fighting?
And you're not really upset about it after it happening, then.
Even if you know you're wrong, wouldn't you fight for it a little bit more? I mean, I know I would. I've never had to deal with $1 million, but I sure as hell would put up a bit of a bigger fight.
Yes,
but
I would too.
That's just me. I'm also not a public figure, so mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the sad news, and I don't want to end on a downer. And if hopefully you have something that can bring it a little peppier at the end. But Tyler G from Hannah's season passed away from, you know, after overdosing. And I thought it was cool to see all the people from his season sort of going over the top in the praise of him. And if you remember, much like the P and the F from this season, what gave us Tyler C was Tyler G. And he had a one-on-one date with Hannah B, which went well. And then all of a sudden the next morning, he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the show, it was one of those few times the show didn't give us any explanation, just he's not on the show anymore.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, the fact that so many people went out of their way to say like what a good guy he was, and he wasn't one of those people who tore people down. Like, he was just very positive influence in the house. But, you know, that was certainly a bummer to see.
Yeah. Agreed.
We gonna end on a...
Do you remember Kayla Quinn?
All right. This is sounding like a positive.
Yeah, it's a little positive. She is engaged to her boyfriend.
Oh.
So she's out of Bachelor Nation. The boyfriend's not from Bachelor Nation.
I did not see that.
Yes. So she's off the market. That's as positive as I...
No, well, listen, Kayla was... I was a big fan.
Yes.
I was Team Kayla from the beginning. She did end up being a little sort of over the top with the... Not nearly what Alea is, but like with the smiles and everything's great. And
yes.
That was my only negative with her, but I always liked Kayla. And
yeah.
Look at that. See, we can end on a positive note.
There's always something out there.
Like that.
We can
well,
try.
Congratulations to Kayla. If you'd like us to attend the wedding, we're available. And Chris Harrison's available to officiate if you'd like to. He has a website set up for it and everything. She can just go and
book
it there.
I'm not sure if she was actually that big enough to get the honorable Chris Harrison.
I mean, she's certainly not big enough to get something on the air, but...
She could have been... If her paradise went differently.
Yeah.
Remember, she was with Jared and it kind of didn't work out.
No, it was definitely.
But if she had stayed past that and made more of a name for herself, then maybe. But anyway, congratulations.
Congratulations. We'll send a gift. We won't. And so we'll be back next week. We're going to figure out, just like you, how many episodes there are. But we start with a 3-hour marathon on Monday. And you're so excited about it.
Whew. Prepare yourselves.
We're excited. Hope you're excited. At Bachelor Podcast across all socials, and we will see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.